Here's the scenario. You bring a child into the world. You nurture, nourish, and love the child with all of your heart. Yet the child fails to grow in an acceptable manner. What do you do? The natural response is to seek medical assistance. You call the doctor, make the appointment, arrive on time, have the examination, follow through with the necessary test, and then, from the results obtained, the doctor prescribes certain actions necessary to put the child on a path of recovery. The same is true with spiritual growth. There must be an examination to determine what actions need to be taken in order to achieve spiritual health. The first thing we must do is recognize we need help. A child does not know they aren't growing in a healthy manner, and many people fail to realize they are not growing spiritually. Our society has defined religion as a social club or entertainment venue. Our society weighs their spirituality by how an event makes them feel. If they come away from the religious event feeling good, then it was a spiritual experience, uplifting and edifying. Our spiritual condition should be accompanied with a sense of pleasure, but feeling good about something does not make it correct in the eyes of God. Sin comes into our lives through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, 1 John 2 and verse 16. Such being the case, what feels good is not a safe indicator of spiritual growth. Our children do not know the dangers of junk food to their physical and mental development. All they know is they like it. The Apostle Paul said concerning those of his nation, "For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." Romans 10 verses 2 and 3. Righteousness is a standard. When man rejects God's standard, it is replaced with man's standard. So, an individual can have abundant zeal and not be acceptable to God. They may feel good about what they are doing, but it is defined as self-righteousness. The introduction of rock groups into the spiritual realm gives the audience a feel of euphoria. This euphoria is often viewed as a spiritual experience, but that same euphoria is experienced by an audience who goes to most any concert. So, what people find is unusual, what they are looking for, as opposed to what they need. There is no doubt they have a zeal for God, but it's not according to knowledge. It's simply a satisfying of the fleshly desires. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah through Moses, who said, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." Exodus 23 and verse 2.